With swift, long strides, the three of them race towards the tree line. If we can get to the trees, we may at least be able to hide until the beast finds another target.
Go! Shouted Coven.
The griffin galloped on all fours until it leapt into the sky, flapping its gigantic white wings. Hovering no more than 15 feet off the ground, the beast soared straight for them.
It's gaining on us! Irandis shouted. Run, mother!
Irandis?
Finality drenched Coven's voice.
Make sure your mother gets to the trees!
What?
You heard me, now go!
Coven shoved his son forward, though he himself halted dead in the field.
Come and get me, you son of a—
Father, what are you doing?
I can't save us all, but if it comes after me, you and your mother might just be able to get away. Now run!
Hannah shouted her husband's name.
That man's out of his mind. He's going to get himself killed.
Still running, Randa said,
Listen, mother, run to the trees. Run to the trees and don't stop.
Irandis, what are you—
Ignoring his mother, he raced back to Coven. No matter what, there was no way he was going to let his father be slaughtered by that thing. Whipping out his short sword, he stood by Coven, who was still covered in blood from the night of steer.
Irandis, I told you to—
What's the plan? Conceding quickly, since the creature soared at them with vicious speed, Coven began speaking rapidly. It'll either try and grab you with its front talons mid-flight, or it'll land and try and take you with its beak.
If it comes with its talons, drop low to the ground and crawl as fast as you can.
And if it lands?
Coven looked at him.
We're dead.
His hands were already sweating on the hilt of his weapon. Another screech from the griffin fired chills through his inner being. A sound like 1,000 winds soared straight through him. Somehow Irandis held his ground, either from boldness, terror, or sheer stupidity.
He's not landing, Irandis. Hold your ground.
The griffin was as long as it was tall, with eyes the size of Irandis's head, and with it being nearly 50 feet in height, it was more like a massive building soaring straight for them.
Almost, Irandis!
The griffin's talons just barely grazed the ground, parting the mud in long, continuous lines. We can't make it underneath that thing. He'll saw us in half before we ever hit the ground. Unsure of what came over him, Irandis did the first thing that came to mind.
Father, get down!
He shoved Coven to the side, then drove his weapon straight for the griffin's chest. Coven cursed, sliding in the mud.
Irandis!
With all his strength, Irandis drove his short sword square into the griffin. The weapon slipped dead into the white of its feathers, just above the portion of its body that became lion's fur. The effects were devastating. The sword slammed against the griffin's hide, never even cutting through. And since the creature soared straight for Irandis, the impact knocked him back some 20 feet. The landing knocked the wind out of him, but that did little to prevent the griffin from coming after him. Except this time, the creature did exactly what Irandis hoped it would not. It landed. Its claws slid in the mud as it slowed its speed. Its wings flapped a few more times as its tail snapped to balance it from behind. Tucking its wings against its body, the griffin wasted no time to chase after Irandis. Everything in him tried to retreat, but he just couldn't. He couldn't even make it to his feet, not with how slippery the mud was beneath him, not with how his lungs burned from being out of breath, not with the way his elbow that wielded the sword now barely worked when he tried to push himself off the ground. With the griffin over him, Irandis gasped. The beast's eyes locked on his, just as it had done with the man it had torn in two.
This is it. World be kind to my soul.
The griffin shrieked, then came in for the fatal blow. However, that blow was interrupted by an unexpected thunk, the thunk. The griffin shrieked again, this time in a berserker's rage. Swatting at its side, it spiraled in panicked circles, screeching and batting its wings. Irandis managed to slip out from under the beast just before it crushed him underneath. Another thunk followed the first few. Not far from him, a row of bowmen fired arrows into the creature. The griffin hissed in an enraged circle, but it wasn't until after the fifth or sixth volley that it finally took flight, swirling upwards in a slow circle as it reached towards the skies. More arrows fired from bows, many of them hung from the beast's side, and just as many fell to the ground, never having even pierced through the creature at all. Once the griffin was out of the range of the archers, it swooped over the dragon field a few times, screeched, then soared out of sight.
Irandis, are you okay?
He expected it to be his father. But the words had in fact come from Hannah instead.
Mother, didn't I tell you to go find shelter in the trees?
Looks like I'm as hard-headed as you are. How's your arm?
Still intact. Sprained, probably.